Yep. Thank you so much. Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Kosai Dauragi from AHWA's Human Rights Organization. Today, several NGOs were interrupted by the Iranian delegation who declared, "We are here to speak to each other." Ironically, this action silenced multiple minority voices, highlighting a profound contradiction. I wish to address the plight of Ahwazi Arab community whose collective rights are being systematically violated by the regime. Former Education Minister Mr. Haj Babayi noted that two-thirds of children starting school are non-Persian speakers. Among Ahwazi Arab children, 25% drop out of school in elementary. This escalates to 50% in middle school and reaches 75% in high school. These numbers represent a collective denial of the right of education for our entire community. The causes are evident. Education is conducted solely in Persian, neglecting the collective right of the Ahwazi Arab to preserve their mother tongue. Their history and culture are omitted from curricula, eroding their collective identity and sense of belonging. Economic neglect forces many into labor instead of learning, preparing a cycle of marginalization. If we genuinely aim to speak to each other, we must respect and uphold the collective right of all communities, including the right to self-determination. I urge the Iranian authorities to implement mother tongue education, recognizing the Ahwazi Arab right to preserve their language and culture, including their history in the curriculum, honoring their collective heritage, investing equally in their communities, addressing systematic injustice. The international community must hold Iran accountable for these violations of collective rights by acknowledging and protecting the right of minority group. We pave the way for a more inclusive and just society. Thank you so much.
I now call on PDKI.